Ken DeBoer is the director of music at Sardis Presbyterian Church, and he's had a key role in putting together the Festival of Church Music that's taking place at Myers Park Presbyterian Church. And Ken, could you tell us a little bit about your role and how this whole project came about?
Actually, this came through the Church Music Institute of Dallas, Texas. And Rob Fraser, who was formerly at Myers Park Presbyterian as the director of music, called a number of us from various churches ecumenically throughout the city of Charlotte to develop a concert of choral music under the auspices of the Church Music Institute. Paul Ludington Wright, of course, is the director, and Paul had been one of the guest conductors in the Dallas Festival of a few years ago, and so he is not unfamiliar with the Church Music Institute.
So how does it work? They get the music ahead of time and prepare in their individual choirs?
That is correct. As the planning committee, we chose the music approximately the beginning of this year. And then as we moved through the season, we rehearsed this music in preparation for it in our own rehearsals. And we now put it together as a group.
So which choirs are going to participate in the Festival of Church Music?
Well, first of all, I am very excited about the fact that this is a very ecumenical group. We have church choirs, 10 choirs, Centenary Methodist Church from Winston-Salem, Covenant Presbyterian Church from Charlotte, and Matthews Methodist Church, Myers Park Baptist, Myers Park Presbyterian, Park Road Baptist, my own, Sardis Presbyterian, St. John's Baptist, St. John's Episcopal, and St. Mark's Lutheran Churches.
My name is Paul Ludington Wright. I'm a freelance musician, associate director of music at Coventry Cathedral, where I've been for many years. But I spend a lot of my time working all around, not only the United Kingdom, but also in other countries. And very much looking forward to being the guest conductor for this first Church Music Institute Festival of Choral Music here in Charlotte.
Let's talk a little bit about what's on the program for this weekend. Is there a particular work on the program that really excites you?
We have a variety of pieces that the choirs are going to be singing, from sort of quieter unaccompanied things to big bombastic items with brass and organ and, you know, nearly 200 voices. So it'll be very exciting. We have a piece which has been commissioned, a Te Deum, which we're going to be singing. And this will be, if you like, the world premiere of this piece. So the choirs have been learning it. It's never been performed before. And it's for brass, organ, timpani and choirs. So I'm really looking forward to that, because to do a piece of music for the first time is always very exciting. The concert opens with one of my favourites, one of our all-time favourite anthems by Charles Hubert Hastings Parry, an English composer, and it's a setting of the words from the Psalms, "I was glad when they said unto me, we will go into the house of the Lord." It's a piece which, since the beginning of the century, has always been sung at the beginning of coronations in the UK. But in addition to that, you'll find that all choirs, church choirs, cathedral choirs, just adore this piece. It's very grand, very majestic, very English. Always sends a thrill down my spine when we do that piece. And another piece that we're doing is a piece that I wrote a number of years ago for the big choral festival at Ocean Grove in New Jersey. And it's a piece called "God Is My Rock" for brass, timps, organ and choirs. And I shall always remember when I was asked to write this piece for, I think it was the 50th anniversary of the Ocean Grove Choral Festival, I said, well, how many singers are there going to be in the choir? Because they said there would be lots of brass, and I thought, well, balance, you know. They said, well, between 15 and 1600 is normal. So my jaw dropped to the floor at that. I thought, wow, that's going to be a big choir. Okay, fine. No holds barred here. We won't have that many singers on Sunday, but I think with the singers we have got, "God Is My Rock" should certainly take off and be a very exciting sound.
How many will you have on Sunday?
I think we're getting off of 200.
What is it about choral music, do you think, that keeps people interested? There's a lot of music out there that competes, I think, with classical and choral music these days, and yet it strikes a chord. What is it about it, do you think, that keeps people interested in that art form and keeps you interested?
Everybody has a voice. Lots of people will say, I can't sing. That's not true for the vast majority of people, because most people can sing. Some people have a more natural voice, find it easier to sing than others. With training, you'd be surprised, you know, what can be done to the voice. But this is an instrument that we carry around with us, that's a part of us. You don't have to get it out of a case or hulk it around or tune it up. It's there to be used. And there's something, I don't know, very special about getting particularly a group of amateur singers together and creating something out of them.